We're contacted yesterday by Stephanie Doré. It's a new mum, her little baby, and is only 19 days old. Rushed off to the neonatal ICU ward of the Royal Children's, 17th of July, 7 days old, temperature. Baby's okay now, all well, but they've since found out that, as we reported, four COVID cases linked to the ward, two parents and a healthcare worker and a baby. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm okay. Now, you've had the baby tested and yourself, all okay?
We have. Antonia got her results back yesterday afternoon and she's negative. Despite me having the test at the same time, I still don't have my result yet. So, still pending. And unfortunately, they refused, as in the hospital refused, to test my husband when Antonia and I were tested. So, he went off independently and got tested yesterday as well, but still no results for him. So,
Okay. Well, I hope you're both
fingers crossed.
self-isolating, eh?
We are. Oh, absolutely. We're locked up, or we're all locked up in our home.
So,
So,
your daughter, what was the problem with her? She had a high temperature. Did they work out what it was or not?
She had a virus of some sort. It was unknown what sort of virus, but she did contract a virus of some sort. And you know, she's doing much better now, thankfully. And I have to say, Neil, that they were brilliant at the hospital. The nurses and the doctors are brilliant at what they do. It's just unfortunate, the issue of COVID, and it's beyond their control. And unfortunately, you know, like I've said, they are the front line, but they're being kept in the dark as much as we are. So it's a horrible situation.
Yeah, but they've done all the testing since. I think everybody's clear, other than those cases. They handled it okay, though? You're quite happy with the way it was handled?
Oh, the way it was handled has been pretty poor, to be honest. We basically found out about the news breaking on Monday night, and I made the phone call to the hospital to find out.
So,
all
you,
I needed
you
to
found
know.
Out on media, did you?
Correct. Yep,
oh,
I found
geez,
out through
that's
media
not good.
that breaking news, and I said to my husband, "We've got an issue here." Called the hospital. I was told by them I have to ring DHHS. I've called them. They said no. The media has more information than we have. Ring the hospital back. It's up to them to tell you. I've called them back. They said no. It was just a merry-go-round, to be quite frank. I could not get any answers out of anybody. And all I needed to know was Antonia exposed to this COVID, to the baby that had COVID, just so I could make an informed decision on what to do for her next. And unfortunately, I couldn't ascertain any answers whatsoever. And I did unfortunately get a bit stroppy with one of the callers at the Royal Children's after speaking to DHHS. And they then said to me, "Look, Stephanie, the directive has now changed. Instead of ringing DHHS, please bring her into the emergency department to be tested." And that's what we did.
Which emergency department?
Back to the children.
Oh, back to
so
the children's, okay.
On the Monday night, we took her back to the children's emergency. And quite honestly, the doctors and the nurses were just as baffled, saying, why could the children's hospital not provide you with the details to see if she was or was not exposed?
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. So everybody was asking the same questions. But I did since hear from the hospital, since I contacted the media, and basically, you know, within a minute of me being on TV, I did hear from the hospital, and they said, "We apologise, we were meant to call you, we hadn't quite got there yet." And I said, "Look, all I really wanted to know was she exposed? That's all
yeah,
I needed
sure.
to know, I couldn't get that." And they turned around and they said, "Unfortunately, we received a directive from the health ministers that we weren't allowed to tell anybody."
Not allowed
so,
to tell anybody? That's
nope.
ridiculous.
Yep, that's what I was told by the doctor at the neonatal unit yesterday. So, you know, it's a big cover-up. And you know, Neil, it's ridiculous because when my daughter was in and she was exposed, to, as in she was on the ward at the same time the other baby was there, not exposed, not close contact, thankfully, but they could have told us at that point this is what's going on, because my husband and I were tag teaming. You're not allowed to have more than one parent there because of COVID.
Of course, yeah.
You know, when my husband wasn't there, he was at work. You know, so if we were exposed, I mean, he could have infected another.
Well, I hope Stephanie, thanks for talking to us. Hopefully your tests are all clear enough for both you and your husband. I'm glad the baby's okay. Keep in touch. Let us know what happens. That is disturbing if it is how it happened. That the health department said don't tell anybody, because, I mean, of course you should be getting the message out to warn people. I've got this from DHHS. Four cases have been linked to the NICU ward at the Royal Children's. Two parents, one patient, healthcare worker, all baby staff and parents, including Royal Children's Hospital staff, who have spent more than 2 hours at Butterfly Ward since the 12th of July, will be tested. So it always gets out there eventually.